Villagers, Trick of the Light. And they've just been announced for Electric Picnic. Now, as I was saying at the top of the programme, the Washington Post have published an article suggesting that the global surge in head lice might be down to people putting their heads close together when they take group selfies. Yeah, yeah. Head lice, you probably know this already, they can't jump or fly. So if they want to infect a new host, they need the new host to be close so they can walk there. So when people squash together for the camera, the theory goes lice can stroll between them and lay eggs all over their scalps like nobody's business. So you might think twice about a selfie, and you might want to listen to our next guest, Natasha Lucas, the Nitcracker. How you doing, Natasha?
Hi, Ray. How are you?
Thanks. We spoke before, and usually this is a conversation for school time.
Usually, yeah. Yeah. It's any time.
Yeah. So will you just get rid of a few myths for me before we go any further? So adults Absolutely. Can get nits, can they?
Absolutely. Of course they can. Anyone. They will live in any host, any human host, from any age, from tiny one-year-olds in creches to somebody that's 100.
Right. And why are they more common among children then and not adults?
Well, I think, I suppose, creches now, they're coming in a younger age. And I think because, as I said, like people in healthcare, like nurses, GPs, teachers always pick them up from anyone working with children in childcare. But I do think that people probably do, like selfies are probably young teenagers, a lot of them putting their heads together. Yes. Now where it would have been younger kids playing and you can't tell a young child not to put their head beside No. somebody. They're going to do it anyway. But I think adults, probably selfies and people putting their heads together probably would. When they have to, you have to be close enough range. As I said, they don't jump and hop. That's true. They have to walk. Yeah. So you need to have your head pretty close. Obviously then, like kids' coats, if some child had them very bad in school and their coat was hanging beside another child's, they could walk onto one coat.
How long do they live out of hair?
They only live, some scientists say about 48, most scientists say about 48 hours. They right. can't have any other host, only us. They need our blood every 4 hours, so they do not survive. They don't lay eggs anywhere else. They cannot survive on us and any other surface or animals, for that matter, okay. Only humans.
I'm just thinking this time of the year, people are on holidays, people are going to music festivals, you know, the number of selfies
exactly,
with
all those
heads
things.
To heads. Yes, yeah.
Yeah, all yeah, those things. Yeah, yeah. And yeah, and even if your kids are going on holidays, they all have come back with these plaits. Make sure they're not using the same brush in every child's hair.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
yes.
That's a big thing. The amount of children every summer, they come home from holidays with those plaits that have lice because they go brushing one child's hair to the next one. So
never thought of that. Even if that's the one takeaway from this chat, that's brilliant.
Yeah,
because
that's another big thing.
Particularly young girls, they love to get those things in, don't they? The braiding and all that.
All the kids that go on holidays come back with them.
Yes, yeah. Yes. So what are you going to do? You're not going to say to that woman or man on the side of the road or on the beach, sorry,
no,
did you?
No, bring your own brush with you.
Bring your own brush with you, right.
Bring
okay.
your own brush.
Oh, right.
Bring your own brush.
Yeah, sounds like a chore. Okay, just a bit of the science. So they can only walk. They can live yeah. off the head for about 40 hours.
So they're in the house or that, if you anything that the kids like teddies and stuff, you can put them in the dryer. Brushes, you can either scald them, freeze, either extra cold or extra hot kills them. So you can put brushes and stuff in a bag in the freezer if you're worried. But once you pull the hairs out of a brush and you scald it, they're not going to survive.
Right.
There is things, obviously, keeps kids' hair up. Adults, keep your head. I mean, there's the normal things make it harder for them to get on your hair. But there is a lady I got down the country called Away With Nature that makes us a head lice repellent
right.
for the Nitcracker. So, and that does help as well. So a repellent, keeping the hair up.
How long have you been doing it?
Nearly 7 years now.
I've just scratched my head there and I don't have any hair. That's ridiculous. That is absolutely ridiculous.
So even if somebody in the house finds a child with lice, they're convinced sometimes
that they have
it
themselves.
And they don't.
Yeah. How do you know if you have it?
Well, you yourself, the best way a person can check, if you have a look through somebody's hair, even if it's a child and you've no experience with them, you're not going to see the lice if you just pull the hair open and have a look. You need to get four bobbins, section the child's hair, put some conditioning spray in or your own and literally comb through with the head lice comb, and anything that is there will be on the comb.
Yeah.
And wipe with a baby wipe so you can see on the wipe if there's anything there. Right. So just having a quick look through somebody's hair, especially in the early stages, you're not going to find them.
I was saying you're doing it for 7 years. Have you seen an increase over those 7 years, or has it just remained the same?
You know, there's patches where it's busier, there's patches where it's not so busy, but I've seen younger children come in because of creches.
Yes, okay.
You know, right. Yeah, there's always adults because people working in healthcare and stuff. You know, anyone working with children can put their heads down beside them. So there was always been adults as well.
Okay. So prevention is staying clear of anybody else, which, as you said already, that's difficult to instruct a young child to do that.
Especially a young child. Yes, kids are going to play with their heads together. It's inevitable.
Okay, so that's out.
Don't share hats. And kids doing sports like Pony Club and all. That's when my daughter first got them. Don't share helmets. Have your own helmets in sports and stuff like that.
Right, okay.
Little things, you know.
Now, if you have them then, what do you do? Yeah. What's the best way to treat them?
If you have them. Okay, genuinely, I suppose you can use, there's one or two products in the chemist would probably be best of about a lot that would actually help. There's a new one, I don't want to give names out either, but get the stuff in the chemist, okay? It genuinely doesn't kill all of the lice, okay. Right? Nothing does. It will get rid of some of the old ones and the newer ones. Now, the problem is the eggs. You've got to get the eggs. And the stuff in the chemist does not get through to the eggs. So if you, say you clean somebody's hair, you get all the walking lice around, which is easy enough. You've sectioned the hair. It's wet enough.
Yeah.
The comb has gone through nice and easy. But then about, like, it takes 7 to 9 days for the new babies to hatch out. And you need to redo it again 100% for checking the child's hair.
Right.
And as the new babies hatch, you need to get them off.
And they're white. The little eggs are white, are they?
No, the eggs empty shells look kind of an ivory colour, but they're usually empty at that stage and shriveled. The ones that actually have the lice in them can be the same colour as the child's hair.
Right.
So they can be kind of brown. So they're very difficult to see. And when they're first laid, they're so small that you can only feel them on the ridges of the hair if you run your finger down them. So they're not an easy thing to get rid of. And they've evolved. They've been around since Egyptian times. They found mummified bodies they know had lice. So, I mean, they've been around since the beginning of time. And they do keep evolving every few years. So it's just really, really combing and combing. Even if you use the stuff for the chemist and you think the lice are all gone, you may very well, a lot of the eggs will survive. So you need to make sure as they're hatching out, comb every day to get the rest of them out.
Yeah. So there's no substitute for repeat, 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 check, check, check.
No, combing is the only way of really getting rid of them, genuinely.
Right.
Combing. And as I said, if a note goes around, check the kids immediately. But always, every family should have, because I mean, whether you live in a castle or a caravan, at some stage they're going to go around your home.
Yeah.
So always have a conditioning spray and a lice comb. And if a note goes around, or if everybody checks the child even. But I said the only proper way of checking is using a comb. Right. And a baby wiping the comb every time you push it through the child's hair to see if there's anything on it.
Yeah. Just before, we've a couple of minutes left. So you used to be cabin crew, which is glamorous enough. And now you're the knit cracker. Well, not so glamorous.
I know.
Yeah, I know. How did that happen?
I used to go to America a lot. I did long haul. And I remember going to a salon, I used to go in and I had headlights on. This is 20-something years ago. So I used to keep looking at the sign going, that couldn't be knit, like, especially over here. Nobody talked about it. Never mind going into a salon that looked very posh.
Yeah.
And I had headlights removal. So I asked the girl and she was like, yeah, ma'am, do you need your lice out? And I thought, no, but it stood out in my head. And then my own daughter, who was when she was six, she got them. And that was, as I said, she was allergic to the stuff in the chemist. So Amelia, you couldn't even put a hairbrush near her hair. So when I was actually doing her hair, she kept saying it was burning her. But actually turned out she was allergic to it. So I did her myself.
Right. And that's where it started.
That's where it started. Then I was working with children doing them. Then I thought I'd go over and train and try and normalise it, because it's completely normal. Everybody gets it.
TheRealKnitCracker.com. Thanks for that. So that story, it could be happening. It's likely that it is happening. Selfies. So beware the selfies. Beware the knits. Don't put heads together.
Heads together.
Yes.
Any heads together.
Yeah, any heads together. Okay. Thanks for helping us put our heads together on that one. Thanks, Natasha.
Okay,
thank
no
you.
No problem.
Bye now. Bye.
Pleasure,
bye. That's it from us. Sarah and Cormac are on Drive Time. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.